This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with his Vietnamese counterpart during a state visit in Hanoi on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the details.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. and Chinese officials met on Thursday in Beijing for talks on counter-narcotics cooperation. Rahul Gupta, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, called for cooperation in law enforcement actions and sharing information on public health investment during talks.
It is unfortunately true that no country in the world is untouched by drug trafficking.
China's Minister of Public Security, Wang Shanghong, said the counter-narcotics cooperation between the U.S. and China had led to positive outcomes. Russians on Thursday reported some problems with processing payments at major banks after a distributed denial of service or DDoS attack on Russian banks. The Kommersant newspaper said Russians had reported problems using the websites of major banks, as well as the Telegram messaging app and major mobile phone networks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.